This week is National FFA Week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Visiting today with Carolyn Hansen, who is the Leadership and Program Manager with the South Dakota FFA Association. And Carolyn, thanks for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, it's always great to get you guys on and get an update about what's going on in the world of FFA in South Dakota. But this week actually is FFA Week, February 23rd through the 27th. And first, I guess, just maybe tell us, what is the purpose of this week?
Yeah, so National FFA Week is such a great chance to really promote the FFA organization. It allows our local chapters to kind of celebrate some of the things they've been doing. And we as a state association really get to highlight those local chapters and maybe bring up some history too in kind of a fun way to just celebrate the organization.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and like you mentioned before, I mean, FFA is just a great organization that really gets all our young individuals involved. You know, I know when I was in high school, we always had activities all week to kind of honor FFA. So I guess any big plans for the organization or the officers, I guess, in honor of the week, anything on the agenda?
Yeah, so our state officers kind of have a social media challenge out for folks to share their SAEs throughout the week or their favorite FFA memories or things like that. As a state association, we don't plan a lot of events just because we really want to highlight what our local chapters are doing. And they are so incredibly busy this week. Many of them doing dress-up days and pancake feeds and community meals and things like that just to bring awareness to their chapters. So as a state, we really just are highlighting those local chapters, and we encourage people to go out and visit their local chapters throughout the week and then connect with us on social media with what activities and things you got going on.
So during this week, make sure to go celebrate your local FFA chapter. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.